Hey y'all, so listen, I know a lot of people out there, right, that is actually starting their own business and they're actually, you know, on the journey, on their own journey of being entrepreneurs, right? When starting a business, you may run into challenges and you may even struggle at times, but you have to always keep the faith and always, you know, pray to God and your success will come. At those times, you wonder who really there for you or who once was there and no longer around because you started to see the real characteristics in your journey of everybody. Like, you may have a close family member and they, I don't know, they may show their real characteristics or who they really are while you're in the journey of becoming successful. A lot of people, I'm just going to say like this, misery loves company. A lot of people hate to see others do great and do better than them. If they're not doing something good, they want to bring everybody else down. But y'all know, it's your girl Famous Day, and I'm here to bring this episode to life. So I have two entrepreneurs that's actually coming up, and we're going to actually discuss, you know, the struggles that they had, the steps that they may have took, a couple of questions that everybody wanted to hear, or it may help some certain people on their journey. So, you know, tune in every Monday. Follow us on Instagram at Harlem's Flow. Share, tell a friend, tell a friend. I would love to welcome the founder and CEO of Free Game. Also, I will also invite, you know, my dear cousin. She's also a CEO and a founder of Bell's Bombs Shell Boutique, excuse me. And, you know, they just doing what it do. Like, I'm just so happy for them. I'm not gonna lie, because I seen the growth. And it's really, I understand when you upcoming is actually hard, harder than a lot of people out there. Because now you have to, you know, work 10 times harder to actually put your business out there, promote, sell, do a lot of things you have to do, right? So now, a lot of people don't know what entrepreneurship is, so let me just give the definition before bringing up the CEOs. Entrepreneurship is a person who organizes and operates a business or businesses, taking on greater than normal financial risk in order to do so. So you may run into a lot of financial problems and you may be like, yo, I'm upcoming, I don't have it right now, I gotta do what I gotta do, but you really want to succeed, it's okay. It's a lot to the businesses that you, and you know, being an entrepreneur and building your business, but that's fine. That's okay. Everybody goes through that. So if you feel like you are actually going through this, pray. You know, you'll be successful. Pray. Always stay true. Stay consistent. And protect your energy. Protect your brand. So let's get right to it. Let's bring up these CEOs. And I can't wait to hear about the source. Like, I want to know if they got the source. I know y'all do too. Let's start it.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's get it.
All right. Let's get it. What's good with you, though? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling amazing. Marvelous. Blessed. You know, I'm ready to get the day going.
As you should. I hope you stay safe out there because it's mad high. I feel like 100 degrees.
It's 1,000 degrees right now. I just checked the weather.
1,000?
I got on. Yeah, I was like, I was going to put on some sweats, but I changed to some shorts.
Oh, yeah, please do, because you're going to pass
out. And we already lost skin. Yeah, the melanin is going to be crazy.
Yeah, be crazy.
I'm going to be crispy by the time I'm done my errands, but.
Nah, that's a fact.
What's up with you, though?
I'm chilling, man. I'm living. I ain't going to lie. I'm not going outside because I'm hot.
I ain't going outside today.
That's a big fact. I'm not going outside today. I had too much of the heat. Feel me?
Yeah, too much is not good. Everything in moderation.
At all. Right. So, what's up, everybody? You know, everybody trying to be an entrepreneur now and all that and all
right.
that. So, I figured, you know, I'll bring you up here on the Harlem Flow podcast. Let's talk it up real fast, chat it. Feel me? Some people may want to know, you know, what's the source, but you know, you don't got to give out your source.
Right. Now I give source to a certain extent, different type of source.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You could tell the people a little bit what's your company, like, you know, what's your company representing.
Yeah, I don't mind at all.
So what's your source then? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so free game is just derived on just putting people onto the game. As you know, and life, people, it depends what everybody sees life as. I see life as a game, and not as in a funny way, but as a game, as in like there's wins and there's losses.
Right.
That's what comes with being a boss. Like, you have to know that you're gonna fail at a lot of things, but you're also gonna see that a lot of things. So free game is transferring information, transferring knowledge from one person to the other, whether it's through conversation, through just being around that person and just getting a vibe. A lot of times, you know, we're in a system where they feel like, yo, school is the only way that you can make a source of income. Like, school's the only route. Don't get me wrong. I went to school. Go ahead. You want to say something?
No. You good.
You know, school. I went to school. I studied business. I always been a B+A type of student. Okay. But honestly, I never really. School was just something I had to keep my grades up because I was an athlete. So in order to play ball,
So you always had to balance. Yeah,
that was the motivation. You know, you didn't want to go to school, but you know, if you wanted to play in that game in high school, you had to come to school. You wanted to participate. You want to go to the chip. You know, go to practice, etc. You got to get your grades right. So that was my motivation right there. And then after that, it's like, in the end, when it's all said and done, who's really gonna hire? It's all a political game when you get to that point in life. So
definitely played ball with Cash, and I'm over here in high school, and then you know I went, you know, in college I definitely played ball, but it was on some.
I felt
like after a while it was more economical for
exactly.
us. And it wasn't like in college or high school they teaching you all of definitely, that. You know definitely. What I mean? So
and
now
that's,
you
uh-huh.
But, yeah, now you like branching off and you realizing like, hold on, like I need some source of income. I need to do this. I need to do that.
Right.
But a lot of people feel like, you know, they don't know where to start. So that's why I'm like, this episode would definitely be great for everybody.
Yeah, and I don't mind that. That's me. That's free game. You know, I'm free game for a reason.
That's definitely what you represent, man. I'm over here like, yeah, I love it because you say that and you really actually doing it through clothing.
Yeah, like, I appreciate that. Like,
that's the unique part about it.
For real, I always been wanting to just, you know, just look out for people. If it ain't financially, then I look out in some way. You learn something from me. And that's how everybody that hangs around me or has been around me, that's the vibe I give them. They say, you know, I've always been acting older than the way I am.
Right.
I guess it's from just experience, like certain things. I just in my head, I'd be like, "Yeah, I did that shit already." Like, I need something that's bigger, that's better, that's more peaceful. It's gonna bring me prosperity, and all types, you know, in every aspect of my life. So, with free game, it's that generating of wealth for us black communities. I feel like
if everybody
could be on the same page and everybody could be like, yo, let's not kill each other, let's actually get this money. But you know, that's gonna take some time.
Listen, it's gonna take more decades.
Yeah, it's gonna that's a fact. And that starts from the generation. You know, if one generation fixes it, then that helps the next generation. The next generation gotta add something to it to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on and on. But continuously, like, it's just, even with this Black Lives Matter movement, it starts with us. It don't start with them because they're not going through it. They just making a movement so they can make some money. But
right. Like you said, everybody, I think it's really a political game.
Definitely.
Honestly. It's definitely been a political game, always will be a political game.
Yep.
So if we don't make the change as, you know, the young generation now, who's going to do it? We're never going to have no change. You know what I'm saying?
At all.
Well, so you got your, let me ask you, like, you know how everybody start businesses and stuff like that. Did you get your LLC? For people that don't know, it's limited liability company, you know, license.
Yeah.
Did you get your LLC?
Yes, I did. I got my LLC. I actually got my LLC. To some, it was late. To some, it was early. To me, it came too early. The goal, for the LLC, the goal when I started this in November, of last year, I wanted to see where it was gonna go. It was actually a test drive. I wanted to just test it out. I went to school for business, but I always wanted to be my own boss. So
I know
I was
that's
like,
right.
Yeah, why don't I do like make a message that and people could wear it, and hopefully people, you know, like it and continue to buy it. So I started off with the basic free game New York hoodies, and they started selling. As far as that, when they started selling, I was like, shit, I gotta make some more stuff so I don't bore. I don't, because you can't bore the customers if they see you making the same thing and get tired. So I was like, all
Because,
right, cool. I'm listening.
listen, like them shorts, I ain't wear them yet, but listen, when I pop out, I'm gonna pop out.
I
So, whoever
appreciate that.
listening to this, y'all better make sure y'all cop some free game merch because that business is booming and it's fire. You feel me? Like, I love like young entrepreneurs, feel me? Because it's like, now you got the mindset of, listen, I need the money, but I want to do it.
Exactly.
I want to do it the
The
correct
right
way. I
way,
want
and that's what it's all
to expand
about.
it. Yeah, I want to expand it to people that may not know what free game is, but now you're doing it through clothing. I feel like that is so unique. Like, you're trying to share, you're trying to build the brand, you're trying to build like a message to, you know,
Yep.
just portray
I'm
a
trying to
message to
build the
everybody that's
empire.
going
I'm
on.
trying to build the empire. That's always been my vision. I feel like if you always got a vision, then you got to keep working towards it every day. There's
I
literally
know
no
that's
days
right.
off. Anybody that works and that actually has a business and is an entrepreneur themselves, there's no days
Right.
off. You know that you're working 7 days a week. Back to the LLC. Yeah, it just free game just kept selling and selling, and you know, later than 7 months, it kind of took off, and then
Right.
I was like, I got to trademark this, because the crazy part about it is every day I'm getting messages like, yo, bro, you got to trademark this. And somebody's saying free game.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, free game was never like an undercover word. It
Right,
was
right,
never,
right,
yeah, it was just a message. And only the few that really know what free game is talking about it, saying it. But it wasn't a, you know, like a global thing, a global movement. Only a few people
right.
know about it. And then, you know, I said, you know, time is now, and let me
Time,
just
listen,
stamp
time is
this.
what's that line that they say? Time is an essence or whatever they say.
Time is essence.
Yeah, like,
Yeah.
man, listen, you gotta do it. And
You gotta do
you know,
it.
I don't wanna hold you up too
Nah,
much, but
you're not, you're
what
not.
was like the struggle that you feel like you went through? Did you lose friends? Did you
With
like feel
free
like you didn't
game,
have,
like you're
yeah,
starting
like
out.
you when you start your own business, you know, you start to actually realize characteristics in a lot of people. Like, maybe some people don't want you to grow, maybe some people don't want you to succeed. But did you feel like you started losing friends? Like, what was the struggles that you had building your brand?
Oh man, the struggles. So that's crazy you said that, because I don't even have time for myself. I mean, I always try to make time for myself, but to hang out with other
Right.
friends, and you know, when they say it's a balance, but the first when you first start up a
Right.
business, you don't really have time to be trying to make people happy or just trying to see people, because you're so focused. If you
Yeah.
really want it, you're not cutting everything off, but just you're simply just brushing everything to the side and be like, yo, if you really rock with me, just hold it down for now till I get right.
Right.
And you know, if you know you real, if you're gonna be here for that. So
Yeah, definitely.
I wouldn't say I lost friends, but a lot of connections have died down a little bit because I started a business. You know, I don't speak to people as much as
As you
I
used
used
to,
to. I don't,
yeah.
yeah, because I'm too busy trying to make sales and trying to better the brand, work on a website. So it's not intentional, but
Right.
if you know me personally, or
Personally,
you know the
yep.
type of, yeah, exactly, you know the type of guy I am, you know I wouldn't do that.
Right,
But you
right,
know,
right.
I still try to checking up on loved ones, you know, checking calls and text messages and stuff like that when I can.
Yeah, of
But
course,
it's
of
nothing
course.
personal,
All
'cause
right, yeah, because
if somebody would have did it to me, I would have never, you know, I would have understood.
yeah, that's a fact. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's definitely a good answer because I was like, listen, I'm gonna say that if you don't say it. But
Facts.
last question. What's some advice that you have for the young, you know, entrepreneurs or just entrepreneurs in general? Like just starting a journey and stuff like that.
Don't listen to the negatives,
Ooh, that's
because
a good one.
people will say all types of things, especially when they don't see the vision that you see. They just gonna be like, you know what? They're gonna say things that probably, instead of uplifting you, it's probably gonna bring you down. And then how do I say it? Support system is very, very important. If you
Yeah.
don't have a good support system, then it's very hard to elevate. But you know, if you don't have a support system, that's also, you know, it shouldn't be your excuse to not want to strive and
And
Because
do
your
better.
conscience, yeah, your conscience and God should be your support system. You know, you if you feel like, yo, you're in need of, you know, some insight or some ideas, just wait on it. Like, just,
Yeah.
you know, pray over it, do what you got to do, and it'll come. And then when it does come, you got to be ready. Preparation is everything. You
Oh,
gotta,
yeah, of
when
course.
that time comes, you got to be trained to go, TTG.
I know
So
that's right. Say
I
that one
always
more
tell
time.
you got
He
to be
said,
trained
train
to
to go.
go. You got to be trained to go TTG, and that's something I always like as a, you know, an old ball player. Like, you always got to be ready. You got to be suited up, ready for action, ready for war.
That's a
But yeah,
fact.
to all the young entrepreneurs out there, continue doing. Just don't stop. Don't give up. Cause I swear it's gonna be times. There's gonna be days where you feel like, yo, this is not it. I thought it'd be it. You know, I think I'm just throwing in the towel, start something else, or just give up. Don't give up. Because I swear, if you give up today, you might win tomorrow.
That's a yo, that's the realest thing you could ever say, bro. Like even if you feel like you want to give up, like you don't give up, keep going, especially when you know you have a passion for something. If you have a passion for something and this is really what you want to do, you gotta keep going. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Be consistent. Don't, the people always listen, people gonna always talk about you and feel a way about you to the day you die. If you don't, if you could grasp that already, you set for life. You doing what you gotta do already, you know what I mean?
That's in
But
every aspect in life. Like, just don't give up, because when it going, like, I feel like for if somebody, I feel like we make too many excuses as humans for why we want to do things and why we don't want to do things.
that's
You
true.
just
That's true.
self-awareness, like, just be honest with yourself. Like, is this something you really want to do? And once you answer that question, whether it's a yes or no, then that's when you take that next step.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like you got it all mapped out, man. I'm just so
That's what it
proud of you. I
seemed
ain't
like,
gonna lie to you.
man. I don't know about that, but that's what it
Nah,
sounds like. Then
I
shit.
mean, it sound good, I guess. It sound
I
good.
appreciate it.
Nah, but
As long as,
I'm definitely proud of you, and I really appreciate
thank
you
you
coming
so
up to me,
much,
you know what I'm
dude.
saying? So,
Thank you for having this
yeah, you.
podcast. You're doing your thing too. I see you. I'm hearing great things. Where's
Thank you,
Cash at,
thank
man?
you.
Where's Cash?
Man, listen,
What you
can't
up
do me
to?
in the next episode. I got something coming for the audience, you know what I mean? Like,
That's
you know
fine.
what I'm saying? Behind the scenes, Cash is there. Behind the scenes, Cash is
Harlem
definitely there.
Slow. That's a dope name. That's a dope name. I might have some
Yeah,
questions for you. I might
man.
start with my own freaking podcast and have some questions for you. Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm
you gotta
telling
get it,
you.
especially during this quarantine, this pandemic, you
Yeah,
know?
this is definitely a best for you to, you know, just get your name out there. And I don't
Of
mind, you
course.
know, coming on here another time whenever you need me to, and just doing this, because this is great.
Oh
So
yeah, definitely. You know how we rock. I'm a, you know, we gonna put it to the test again and all that. But
for
it's
a
all right.
fact,
Just keep your, you know, keep your foot on the gas. You know what I'm saying? Keep going,
definitely
bro.
will.
Much love.
Much love, appreciate it.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you. Have a great
All
day.
right, you too.
All right.
Hey,
Hello.
cousin.
Hey,
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Girl, I gotta come see you.
Yeah, you do.
We gotta come get drunk now.
I'm not even that far from you no more.
No, yeah, I heard.
Yeah,
I heard.
I live right there now. I live right on 117.
Oh, yeah, you right there.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, I definitely gotta come see you.
Right. I
Come
mean,
litty a little bit.
exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. I'm playing. That's my fault. I'm sorry. And that's my fault. But what's up with you? How you been? The family's good. Malik and everybody.
Yeah, everybody's good. Everything's good. TK is good. Thompson's good. My mom, grandparents. Everybody's good.
That's what's up. Yeah, I be speaking to TK crazy ass.
Yeah, he got my car. I ain't seen that nigga since Saturday. He got my car and
Yo,
has not called me
I'm
or nothing.
out. He gone. He gone cuz it's over.
Yo,
But
my shit, I have not heard from him.
yo, he cuz he gone, I'm trying to tell you. Nah, but I'm super proud of you though. You like you starting your business and everything. I actually earlier I had somebody recording as well because they have their own business. He's a guy though. Like he's one of my good friend's brother and he got a company, you know, called Free Game. And his merch is dope. Like he's clothing business. So I know you have your own business and stuff like that. But tell me what your business is about. What you sell?
So basically,
I sell. Well, I'm a boutique, so I, you know, boutiques sell everything. So I'm like inside everything. I do skincare. I do lashes, glosses. I do pretty much everything. Like right now, I just added more skincare stuff to the line, like Saturday. Mm-hmm. So now what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get, like, you know, I got my bonnet. So I want to add robes and, like, robes and slippers and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Definitely get that. But I feel like that comes when you can afford it. Right now, during the pandemic, you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm super proud of you, though, because it really... But yeah, like I was saying, I'm super proud of you because honestly, like building a, you know, a company and stuff like that is really hard. Like, and I feel like, you know, with that being said, a lot of people support people who they want to support. You know what I'm saying? But you doing your business though, like how you started, like how you what's your boutique stand for?
When she passed away, 2014, so she was all hair and her nails and, you know, her lips. So that's really, like, I'm going to start this for my grandma. Okay. I mean, I did it for me also, but mostly
say
because...
Say that again. Make sure, like, your Wi-Fi and stuff, because it's kind of, like, breaking up type shit.
Hold on.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You hear me? All right, but yeah, my grandmother, she was always into, like, you know, lips and all that other hair and nails and shit. So it was like, for me, I wanted to do it for her, but for myself, because I know she would want me to do it too.
Okay, I like that. I mean, you just honoring her, honestly. Like, you think about it, you know what I mean? What's the step that you took towards, like, running your boutique and stuff like that? Like, how you started and stuff like that for people that may need to know or want to know, you know what I mean?
Right. So, first of all, you want to get your name and everything together. That's the first thing you want to do. I don't know if you want to do a LLC. That's what I have. That's like, you know, it patents your name, basically. So, like, Bell's Bombshell Boutique, nobody else can use that. You can get an LLC, a DBA, any of that. Like, that's what you want to start with first. And, like funding, for instance. Like, me, like, people get loans. I didn't get a loan because I was working. So, I would put my money aside for this because I knew what I wanted to do. So, I would put money aside every check or I would have automatically come out. So, like, my money would go straight into my business. So, I'll buy stuff for my business. So, that's how I started. I started off getting my name. Then I started off with product. And sometimes, like, people, it's best to have the hand, but if you don't have it on hand, do that too. Like, they order from you, and then somebody else sends it out. But you just got to make sure their product is good and make sure, like, it's, you know, it represents your company
Honestly, I think that's definitely the biggest thing, because some people, what I don't like is, let me, I'm going off track a little bit, but I don't like how... Sometimes, you know, when it comes down to a business, a lot of people don't support who they should support, excuse me. But when it comes down to actually business, a lot of people be on some, I don't have it on hand, or do you have it on hand? But when you're doing a business, it's best to have it on hand at starting, but upcoming, a lot of people don't know that, right? So when a lot of people don't know that, it's like their customers or the people that they gravitate to, they on like, you don't have one on hand. I'm not buying from you. But you gotta understand, it's a lot of financial statuses that go into it.
Right, and people don't get
it's
that.
A lot of financial statuses that go into it. And you know, like, you can always help somebody. If you want to sponsor somebody. If you want to invest in somebody. But don't sit here and be like, I'm not purchasing for you because you don't have nothing on hand. And I think that's the generation we in now. I seen that too many times on Facebook. I seen that too many times on Instagram. And it's kind of sad because it's like somebody could be upcoming and they just need help. And now all of a sudden, the person is like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because that one purchase that you just turned down because they don't have it on hand, that could have been a person that changed their life, to be honest.
That purchase could have actually changed their life because they probably needed the money more than you.
Right.
It's definitely stuff like that. Like, I ain't gonna lie, that's one of my pet peeves. Like, if you're doing...
Yeah, I see a lot of people say that. Like, I don't want to buy from you. Why it takes so long? It's crazy because you'll buy from Gucci and wait for the Gucci store to send you the stuff for 4 or 5 weeks. But if it's a black-owned business, you don't want to wait for, like, what, 2 weeks?
And then the funny part that we in this pandemic, all of that is happening. So all the shipping and everything still taking time to get to your house or whatever. So as I think it's just being considerate. Like, I feel like, you know, when I was younger, I was a little, like, hothead. But, you know, now growing up, I'm just like, you got to be considerate with certain things with a lot of people. You know what I mean? Certain things you're going to condone, certain things you're not going to condone. It's just like, these upcoming nail techs, and I'm not trying to badmouth nobody, but the upcoming nail techs, he'd be like, I'm not soaking because it takes too long. And, like, that's what a nail person do, though. That's, like, if you have your own shop and somebody needs to soak, they're going to soak there, and they're going to be there all day because it takes long.
Right, exactly. And that's what you're there for. That, what do you mean you're not going to soak? Like, that don't make sense. Like, tell me to come earlier so I can soak.
Right. Like, I feel like with that is also the communication. Like, if you know a client got to soak, come, like, 30 minutes or an hour before. And that's just because you don't want to lose clients like that. Like, oh, she don't do this, so I'm not going to go to her. Like, and that's what people...
Right, because they going to find somebody, because what you do,
that's the biggest thing. But let's go back to your business, because we all going chatting about other people. What was the struggles that you feel like you had for your business, like upcoming now, or if you still have struggles that you think, you know, you have and stuff?
Well, for me right now, it's marketing, because like I said, everybody, like, I feel like it's enough money for everybody. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, she biting off of me. I'm not going to do that, because it's enough money and business for everybody. But for me, it's like getting people to, like, trust your product. Like, you know, like, they be like, oh, how I know your product will work for me? And I'm like, oh, well, you know, test it. I promise you. Like, I make all my stuff from handmade at home. I don't buy anything. Right. I don't buy anything. I make my lip gloss. I make my face wash. I make everything from scratch. Yeah, so, like, all my stuff is made handmade, and it's, like, I use this stuff, so I do know it works for me, and, like, even my grandfather, like, the face wash I got from my grandfather, because he's been doing this since he was, like, 10, and, you know, that's a long-ass time. And we all know, now we know my grandfather and my grandparents got flawless skin. Like, that's a fact. So it's just, like, I'm not even trying to, like, be cocky or nothing, but I know it works because I look at my family. Like, it's something that's been passed down. So, like, that's like really one of the struggles, like, getting people to trust their products, because they, like, oh, because they always want to go where the hype is. It's like, oh, well, I don't know about you. Yeah. But, like, it's like, so what? You got to give other stuff
chances, you know? And I also, honestly, I think that's one of also the biggest struggles and challenges that entrepreneurs struggle with now, because it's like, where the hype is at, I'm going to go there. But when not...
And it's not always where the hype is.
And then, like, when you're not popular or you're not really, like, on it, as you know, a lot of people are like, I ain't fucking with that person. I don't. But best believe, they always watch you. They always watch you.
Always.
That's the crazy part about it, though. That's the funny part. Like, if you're watching, why you can't purchase?
Right. And I feel like, it's people watching, like, don't get me wrong, like, I know it's people watching, but I can't stand the people that watch and they wishing, like, harm on you. Like, I feel like it's somebody, like, it's everybody out here, it's enough money for everybody. Don't put the next business or the next person down because you're trying to get better.
Don't do that. Like, honestly, before recording with you, right, I had the other CEO on here, and he was saying, like, you know, people gonna always be negative, right? And I told him that's a fact.
Right.
But people always gonna judge you or feel some way when you're not, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna, till the day you die, they're gonna always feel some way. They're gonna always talk about you. So you gotta do what you gotta do. The negativity always gonna be there, but you're gonna know how to maneuver with it. Those are the people.
You don't let that stop you.
You can't give up. Like, is it, matter of fact, that's the question that I'm going to too. Like, have you ever felt like you wanted to give up? Like, I know you just started your business, but is it a point in time that you was like, nah, this is blowing my...
Well, what's crazy is I had this business and everything since
2018. Girl, why you ain't started till now?
Which nobody really knew. Right, exactly. That's because I got discouraged. I got discouraged. I didn't want to do it. It was hard. But then I was just like, yo, that's not going to work. Like, you thinking negative is not going to work. So you might as well just push through that and get it over with. And now that I've pushed through it, it's like my business
but
is really doing
But that's what I'm saying
good.
When you
like,
first got your first couple of dollars, what you were saying. I know yeah, how you was feeling.
I know. I felt good because, like, I did this, like, of course I had
of
help
course,
from, like, Malik, my mom, everybody. But knowing that this is mine, like, I did this on my own, like, it's like, damn,
yes.
Like, you can really do
it's
it.
A beautiful feeling, right, when you're accomplishing something on your own.
It is, yeah.
You would say help, but it's more your support system, you know? Like, they're
right,
gonna
exactly.
be there for you, of course. Like, you family, they want you to succeed, and that's always the most important thing is your support system. But that's good.
Right, because
yeah,
not everybody got
everybody
that.
Everybody don't have that, but that's definitely good. You got your first couple of dollars and stuff like that. I'm proud of you. That's what I'm saying. Like, you started out,
right.
You know, thanks. You share, you do whatever you got to do, and you just got to be consistent, and I know you could do it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Of course,
what's your mission, though, for your business, like your goal, your overall goal? Like, I know it's probably to make your grandma happy and stuff like that, but what else do you have?
I'm just trying to feed my family. Like, honestly, like I just want to be, like, I just want to make that to the point where I don't got to work for nobody. Like, I'm tired of working for people. Like, I want to work for me. And I work for certain employers. And it's like, yo, I want to be a different employer. Mm-hmm. Like, when I start employing people, I'm not going to be like them. Like, these employees, they don't give a damn about none of their employees.
They don't.
Like, they don't give a damn. I'm like, that's my goal, like, to get employees to show you that I give a fuck. Like, I'm not out here just trying to hire somebody to get my brand out there. Nah, like, I want to help y'all. I want to help, because eventually, like, I'm, you know, I want to pass my business down,
of course,
to my kids, but of course to my employees. You want somebody like, I don't always want to run my business.
Yeah, you
want to,
right, you
want to trust somebody to run it.
Boys, you know what I'm saying? And you have
right, exactly.
Employees
so that's
running it and stuff like that. So that's dope.
Right, and that's my goal. Just to have like somebody to run it and like to show people like
right,
your employees out here.
You about to be the next what's that lady name? That the first woman that started hair products? Madam CJ Walker.
Madam CJ
right.
Walker?
You about to be like Madam CJ Walker. Especially with the skin products.
Because you already know black don't crack.
Yeah, but that's good, though. Like, you know, you have your vision, you have your goals and stuff like that. Just never give up, you know what I mean? Like, always be consistent. Regardless to if you feel like you want to give up. Like, you started your business when? Like, a couple of months ago?
I started right
before
the pandemic.
And
now
you're growing. You're succeeding and stuff like that. Like, where do you see yourself, like, your business and everything in 5 years?
In 5 years, I plan on having
storefronts.
Like, I plan on being, like, at least in New York and, like, the whole East Coast. Like, I want my name known.
Right.
I want it known worldwide.
You better dream big,
because,
No, as you should, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, sky's the limit. Like, you better reach... And you're going to reach those goals, too.
Yeah.
You're going to definitely reach the growth and everything.
Right, you got to manifest everything. Everything in life,
of
you got
to
manifest
that
shit.
Heard to be Simone. Nah, but real talk, though. Like, it's true. Like, you know what I mean? And you definitely do what you got to do, okay? But I don't want to hold you up too long. I want to ask you something, though. Two more questions. Do you think you lost friends on the way of actually trying to succeed and opening your business and stuff like that?
Yes,
ooh,
there's no
I
thing
know
I did.
Right.
I know. I did. And they probably, and you know what, they're watching me right now.
I just want to say. Well, listen, Harlem Flow is that podcast, okay? So, hello to y'all. I know that's right. I'm not going to lie. You're going to have people, like I said, you're going to have people negative. You're going to have people watching you for the way till it's
right.
Day. But you keep going. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. You have to. Don't let nobody or anything stop you. Because at the end of the day, nobody got you like you got
you. Did you feel like it was because jealousy or just like they didn't want you to succeed at all?
I don't feel like they didn't want me to succeed. I just feel like Mm-hmm. Like you said, jealousy. I just felt like they want to do better. But like I said, it's enough room for
everybody.
But
it's misery. Love
I would
company.
Never hate on the next one. Right, and that's what it is. But you're not going to have this as company at all. I'm out.
Yeah, I know that's right, yo. You mad funny. What's some of the advices that you would give the young entrepreneurs today? Like, you know, if they trying to start their business or they, like, literally in the midst of the pandemic trying to start their business or been starting their business, what's some advice you will give them?
Never give up. Keep pushing. Because at the end of the day, it's going to happen. As long as you stay at it and be consistent, it's going to happen no matter what. It may seem like in the beginning, like, oh, this is hard. It's shit going to be hard. Nothing is given to you easily, especially because we're Black. Nothing is easy for us. Nothing is going to be easy for you. But that's an even bigger reason never to give up, because it's going to happen. It's going to take time. It's going to take, you're going to have nights you crying. It's going to be nice that you up all night. But guess what? It's going to be worth it at the end when you get your business and your brand out there.
Listen, you done. Tip of the iceberg, baby. You said it all. That's dope, though, because I ain't going to lie. I'm proud of you. I'm going to be ordering my skincare, okay? Because I've been trying to get into skincare. I've been ordering different things, and I'm like, listen, I just need to go with a handmade base. Like, I got you, boo.
Yeah.
Listen, if you out there, you listening, make sure you go purchase for my cousin. She got the good skincare, everything you need, bonnets. All types of things. So make sure you go check out the...
got it all.
It's the Bell's Bombshell Boutique. I like that name, too.
Yes.
Thank you, cousin. I appreciate you so much for being up here.
No problem.
And make sure y'all go tune into her business ASAP.